Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
This is Jim Henderson, guest host for Coastside Carousel. Our guest this week is Jimbo Trout, which I'm sure is not his real name. Is that really your name, Jimbo?
That's what everybody calls me.
That's what everybody calls. And your last name, though, is now Trout. That's your stage
that's what everybody
name?
Calls me.
That's all right. Well, I can see. I love the name. And by the way, I not only love your name, but I also love the group. Jimbo Trout and the Fish People. How did that come to be? How did we get that?
That was a great example, what would you call it, free association. Yeah, it just came to me one day a long, long time ago. We've had the name for over 20 years now.
Let's begin at the beginning, and that is, how did you come to be smitten by the music bug? Was this something at an early age? Were your parents musicians, or how did your music career begin?
That's a good question. Don't come from a musical family. That's usually one of the things that makes for a good musician, is being from a musical family, a musical background. But I've always been kind of stubborn, and I love playing music, and despite not being from a musical family, I stuck with it and wouldn't take mediocre for an answer.
Well, when did you actually start playing for the first time? How old were you?
I was 12 when I started playing guitar and bass. More seriously, I'd taken a little bit of piano when I was 9 or so, and that actually, even though I didn't practice and wasn't very good at it, was still a helpful thing.
Did you have any people that you envied or you used as role models back when you were 12 years old and starting out?
Oh, yeah. That was when the Stray Cats had first become popular, and I was really interested in that sound, the sounds of early rock and roll and some of the rockabilly revival and the Southern California roots rock bands of the time, like Mojo Nixon and the Beat Farmers and X.
Now, according to some of the material, some of the press releases that you have, it says that you are a good time band that has been filling the Bay Area's musical needs since 1992, and that you have crafted a unique musical gumbo combining bluegrass, ragtime, western swing, blues, New Orleans, jug band, early rock and roll, cowboy, Appalachia, jazz, honky-tonk, and more. I don't think there could be any more, could there?
Of course. There's polka, and there's klezmer, and there's Cajun, and there's a lot of good stuff out there. Yeah, I decided that I didn't want to be in one of those bands that just took a style and a pose and found the appropriate costume and does nothing more than that. Because when you see, there's a place for that type of band, but you always know what to expect next. They can't go past limits of their style. The other option is just simply playing music and tying the different types of music together, usually what musicians like to do.
Well, you've played in some very interesting venues. Some of your projects have included the Golden Gate Bridge 75th Anniversary Festival, the San Francisco Bluegrass and Old Time Festival. So you've certainly been around and been featured at and some good venues.
It's always an honor be asked to do something exciting, like a great venue or a festival. Hardly Strictly Bluegrass highlight for sure. Hopefully we'll be in there again soon.
Well, we've got some music that we're going to play today, which is indicative of your style, and we're featuring cuts from two of your CDs, your most recent CDs. One is Jimbo Trout and the Fish People, Hillbilly Bebop Boogie, and the other one is Jam Along with Jumbo.
Now, with Jimbo, that's me.
Or Jimbo, I'm sorry, Jam Along with Jimbo. Okay. Well, trying to get that New Orleans, Louisiana thing going here. Now, we're going to open up with a cut from the Jam Along with Jimbo, which is called Cotton Eyed Joe. What can you tell us about that? Was that something originally that you did yourself, or somebody else, and you're re-recording it?
Oh, well, Cotton Eye Joe is one of the most popular songs in Texas, and it's also popular in Mississippi, Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, Kentucky, anywhere where there's a lot of fiddle music has a different take on that. Our version is it's based on a Tennessee style, and it features my band, The Fish People. Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. I'm playing the banjo on it.
Now, on the bridge, the second of the three, that is coming off of the CD Hillbilly Bebop Boogie, and the title of that is Blue Skies. What can you tell us about Blue Skies?
Oh, well, that's a great song that has been interpreted by many of the great singers like Willie Nelson and Billie Holiday. It's written by Irving Berlin. I certainly don't sing like Willie Nelson or Billie Holiday, but I have fun singing it. It's my record, so I just decided to do it.
Well, I think if anything comes across in your music is the fact that you can feel your energy and you can feel that you're having fun. And we're going to close out the three selections by going back to the CD Jam Along with Jimbo, and we're going to play for our final selection cut number two. I love this title. Cluck Ol' Hen. What can you tell us about that?
That's another old-time fiddle song, and I am joined on that track by my friends, the Squirrely String Band, which is an old-time string band from Berkeley. They play a monthly square dance in Berkeley. That's a lot of fun. They're old friends of mine. I've played with all of them in different bands over the years. Yeah, the other thing I'll mention about that album, Jam Along with Jimbo, is it's actually an album mostly kids' music for young people, and I tried to include some fun square dance-type numbers and songs from the folk repertoire that I thought would mix in well with some of the other kids' music that I have on there.
Well, before we actually play some of your music for our listeners, we have to take just a moment to remind our listeners that Coastside Carousel is made possible by Cameron Palmer of Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and yes, coming soon, RV Park, something that Cameron has been working on for some time, but it should be opening up in the not-too-distant future. Cameron's is a fun place, and you can appreciate that, Jimbo, because you're a person that likes to have fun, and Cameron's is a fun place, and their motto says it best, perhaps, there are no strangers here, only friends who have not met. So take a moment and go to their website, cameronsinn.com. The site itself is a fun place to visit and will give you a feel and flavor for what awaits you at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. They're located at 1410 Cabrillo Highway in Half Moon Bay, where you see the big red double-decker buses. Cameron's is open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. You can phone them at 726-5705. Cameron's, your home away from home. And now to the music of Jimbo Trout.
blue skies, smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebird singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the day shining so bright. I never saw things, they're looking so right. I never saw the day flying right by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Oh, blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
mullet, sometimes two, something enough for the whole band crew. Head, she had a wooden leg, the best darn hand that ever lit an egg. And eight more eggs than they had around the barn, and not a little drink wasn't too many harm. And sing, eight little nicks and click that bring. Tuck old hand, puck and squall, eight little nicks and click that ball. Puck old hand, she lay take to the railroad man. Sometimes nine, sometimes ten, sometimes enough for all the men.
All I can say, Jimbo, is wow. I mean, talk about music that gets you toe-tapping and just feeling good. Energizing music, there's no question about it. And we're so glad that you joined us today and that we could make your music available to our listeners so they could sample what it is. Now, speaking of being able to hear you, I understand that you're going to be at Sam's Chowder House on Saturday, February 15th. You'll be playing from 5:30 to 8:30 there. So if people want to come down and actually see you perform and get up close and personal, shall we say, and experience the Jimbo experience, then that would be the time to do it. Saturday, February 15th, 5:30 to 8:30. Now, if a person wants to get your music, if they said, I really enjoy that, I'd like to maybe have a CD for my own personal collection, how can they learn more about you? Do you have a website?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question. We have a website, jimbotrout.com, JIMBOTROUT.com. We're on Facebook. Look up Jimbo Trout. Wow, there's just, if you wanted to get some music, it's pretty easy to download some for free on the internet. Sometimes people even like to purchase it. There's information on the website, or you can go to your favorite music site and find it there.
And I understand that you'll also have some of your CDs available for purchase at your next gig coming up on Saturday, February 15th.
That's correct. We love to meet the folks and sign the discs if you like. And we have five different flavors to choose from, and they're all a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, Jimbo, thank you so much for being with us today. It was a real pleasure to visit with you. We're looking forward to hearing more about events and your musical exploits. And next time you put out a new CD, be sure and give us a call. Send it down our way so that we can share it with our listeners.
Hey, well, thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure to speak to another Jim.
Although I don't have that many people to call me Jimbo, but that's okay. There's only one Jimbo here today, and that's Mr. Jimbo Trout. On behalf of Christopher O'Donnell, this is your guest host, Jim Henderson. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.